Military spending in Africa has slowed down after more than a decade of growth. The main reason, according to a new report by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, is a drop in oil prices. Nan Tian is an analyst at SIPRI's Arms and Military Expenditure Program. He notes that the sharp drop in oil prices has affected many African countries, South Sudan and Angola in particular. The SIPRI report found military spending in Africa in 2016 went down 1.3% from the previous year. Overall, military spending on the continent totaled about $37.9 billion. Despite the drop, Africa's military spending is still 48% higher than it was a decade ago. Some of Africa's biggest military spenders have included Angola and Algeria. Angola has been trying to modernize its air force and navy, while Algeria has tried to maintain stability amid the collapse of Libya. Both of those countries have slowed spending recently, Tian noted. However, not all countries saw a drop in military spending. According to SIPRI's report, Botswana's military spending grew by 40%, or about $152 million. Botswana, with its long record of peace and good governance, is modernizing its military. Nigeria, Kenya, and Mali also increased spending due to extremist threats in their region. Perhaps the most important question, Tian says, is whether military spending in Africa is at the right level. 10 African countries spend more than 3% of their gross domestic product, or GDP, on their militaries. In 2016, the Republic of Congo spent around 7% of its GDP on its military. Algeria spent around 6.7% of GDP. In comparison, global military spending is 2.2% of GDP. Tian explains that Africa is the poorest continent. He asks, are they spending enough or are they spending too much on military based on their current income levels? Should they rather be prioritizing other aspects of spending, maybe healthcare, maybe education, maybe infrastructure? I'm John Russell.